It's no surprise that Utah went for President Donald Trump, who garnered 58% of the state's vote, compared to 38% for Joe Biden. But in Summit County, Biden and running mate Kamala Harris beat Trump and Vice President Mike Pence by nearly a 2-to-1 margin. In the governor's race, Republican Lieutenant Governor Spencer Cotts has won the statewide race to succeed Gary Herbert. Cotts received over 64% of the vote. In Summit County, he fell about 3,000 votes behind Democrat Chris Peterson. In the open contest for U.S. House District No. 1, Republican Blake David Moore won 68% of the vote in his bid to succeed Rob Bishop. Locally, Democrat Darren Perry was some 4,000 votes ahead of him. And statewide, Sean Reyes has been reelected as Utah's Attorney General with about 60% of the vote. Locally, he lost to Democrat Greg Scordis, who incidentally often appears as a defense attorney at the Silver Creek Justice Center. Summit County did go Republican in a couple of races, voting for Treasurer David Damchin and the incumbent auditor listed on the ballot as John Frugal Doodle. Those two candidates only faced third-party contenders on the ballot. For KPCW, I'm Rick Brough.